Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The founding CEO of the Tennessee Lottery is retiring at the end of the year after almost 23 years on the job. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton recently took the lead in passing legislation that reset how the lottery board is appointed. It also made Rebecca Paul's compensation a public record. She is one of the highest paid employees in the state at $650,000 a year. The Tennessee Lookout reports her pay has been a sore spot for legislators since she was first hired. Sexton and Paul have had several clashes over the years. Most recently, lawmakers diverted money from sports gambling from the Lottery Education Fund, a scholarship program, and moved it into schools as part of a deal to pass private school vouchers. When Nashville was settled in the late 1700s, as many as 100 enslaved people were part of the groups of settlers led by James Robertson over land and John Donaldson by river. Davidson County historian Leah Rotha Williams says, in the early days, Black people may have made up roughly the same share of the population as present day.
Imagine being in a place where one out of the four people were Black, right? Can we accurately talk about that place by completely ignoring that 25% of the population? I don't think so.
On our This is Nashville episode about Middle Tennessee in 1776, Williams tells the story of an enslaved man named Jack Civil. He was ambushed on the Stones River and ended up joining the Cherokee. He would go on to become the namesake of Nickajack Lake outside Chattanooga. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under Local Headlines.